Bezus Hashem Yisparach, our halacha topic from Daf Beis and Maseches Nedarim is the status of the expression Ani Noder. If a person says, for example, in Hebrew, Ani Noder Shelo Ochel, the best way to translate, but it's not an accurate translation in English, would be I promise, let's say a person said, I promise that I will not eat, is that a binding neder? The reason why this is a fascinating shaila is because of the most important distinction between nedarim and shavuos. The Ran on Daf Beis Amud Beis tells us the very famous distinction between what a neder is and what a shavuos is. A neder is an instance where a person makes the object usur to them. For example, a neder is that a person says that this ochel is going to be usur to him. A shavuos is when he says that he's making a shvua that he is aser to the food. That's the fundamental difference between a shvua iser and a neder iser. Which brings us to the fascinating shaila in the poskim. What if someone says, ani noder shelo ochel? On the one hand, shelo ochel is the appropriate formulation for a shvua. On the other hand, he says, ani noder. Now, in truth, this is common even today. Some people have, by Misha Berchs, that he's noder $20 to the shul. In such a case, it could very well be that even without a bli neder, which I highly encourage every person when they give a donation to a shul, or for that matter, when they pledge anything, they should always be makbid to say bli neder. We're going to see later on in our mesechta the dangerous fallout of when a person makes a neder if he doesn't keep it. So what one would say about the shaila? So our Ran on our daf on Beis Amud Beis is mefurish. The Ran says, "Umeha mashma the ain shvu b'lashon neder v'lo neder b'lashon shua hilchach kol sheichliv shel ze b'ze ain b'dvar of klum." It would not be halachically significant if he mixed them up. However, the Beis Yosef in Simen Reish Vav quotes a shaila sutshuvas Hamiyuchasos laharajba. I emphasize miyuchasos because we're going to see in a moment that the Rajba himself might say something different in the Chidushim. And the Shulis Rajba says that it's an Iser derabanan of lo yachel devaro. And therefore, someone who said ani noder midrabanan, we have to be machmir. Why? The svara of it seems to be based on the following. Midrabanan, we don't want people going around and making promises and not keeping them. So even though Dinei Torah, it could be that it's not going to be chal, nevertheless, midrabanan, it would be chal. There is another position. And the other position is the shita of the Ramban on Daf Heyom Ebeiz that appears in the Dapim of the Rif, that even though there are many opinions in Rishalmi that expressly state that neder b'lashon shvua is a nothing, however the Ramban points out that there are some opinions over there that seem to indicate that it would be binding. And therefore, the Ramban adds interesting logic. He says it's like yados. You remember what yados are? We saw yados on Beis Amud Aleph. There, yados are a statement that a person makes, but is incomplete. So, for example, a person says in our Mishnah, Mudarni Mimcha. But he doesn't say that Mudarni Mimcha, that your objects are going to be usur to me. He doesn't mention the word usur. Nevertheless, we finish off his statement. Says the Ramban that it's not less than yados, and therefore it would be binding as a yad. This position of the Ramban seems to be a minority position. One could clearly differentiate between the case of yados, where there's nothing contradictory in the statement, and we finish off his statement, in contrast to where he uses an inappropriate lashon, so then, in such a case, not be binding as a yad. And this is the Psak in Shulchan Aruch with a very, very important caveat. In Simen Reish Vav Sif, hey, hanoider shaloi oichel oisha oichel imcha. If a person says he's making a noder shalo oichel, so he confuses the appropriate expression, instead of saying that he is noder, that he's not going to eat this object, he says noder shalo oichel. So we paskin afilu yad lo have, the mechaber is precluding from the sheet of the Ramban. Do loshin ze loshin shvuhu velo nashin neder. Imlo sheneder lasos mitzvah. Now there's an exception number one, which we'll discuss in the future, that if it's a neder mitzvah, then it would be binding. But in a regular case, umiyo kivan de idna margola mi pumayu de inshi leminder b'hai loshen ein lo hakel. So I was wondering, what is the expression of I promise? Is I promise a neder? Is it a shua? Is it neither? Well, even if you're going to argue that I promise is a neder, and a person says, I promise that I will not eat, nevertheless, that is a serious shaila in Hilchos Nedarim. And the reason why is because margolot pumid inshin minder b'hai loshna, that this is the way people commonly speak, v'tzarech hatara k'desh lo yinagu kalas rosh b'nedarim. So the poskim say, even if we're going to discount the other positions, for example, we're not going to go like the Ramban, and we're going to go like the Ran, but today, nevertheless, even though the Ran says nothing about Lo Yachal Midrabanan, today we will be Machmir and require a Hatara. Hatara being Hataras Nedarim from in front of the appropriate Rabbanim. This Beis HaShem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Beis in Maseches Nedarim.